Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I found you fascinating.
We were real lovers.
There was just something about him.
Deep in my heart, I knew it was coming.
I had no clue.
We had a 63-year honeymoon.
You hold me fantastically.
Love you, papito.
Yo también.
Dave Isay of StoryCorps is here with his latest collection of stories, this time about love, just in time for Valentine's Day. His new book is called All There Is, and it's a series of stories from the StoryCorps Oral History Project. He has brought, as always, a few clips with him, and we will hear some of the best of StoryCorps related to the book and just in time for Valentine's Day. Hey, Dave.
Brian, it's great to be back, always.
So let me start right off with a longer clip. We played a montage there of some of what we're going to hear from Honey Raken and Elliot Raken. Did I say Raken?
Raken.
Raken.
Yeah. So this is a local story. It's Honey is an identical twin. She has a sister named Bunny. And
Honey and Bunny.
This is shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, this is – and Elliot has an identical twin, Danny. They met in the Catskills in the 1940s. Honey and Elliot fell in love. Bunny and Danny fell in love. Honey and Elliot came to the booth to talk about their now 60-plus-year marriage.
When we met, you and your sister couldn't tell us apart, and we couldn't tell you two apart.
But by the end of the summer, there was no chance of separating us. And we had a double wedding. You and I were married the same day as Bunny and Danny were married. And it was two brides, two grooms, one set of parents for each. The gowns were identical gowns. The flowers were identical.
We both went on our honeymoon to Miami Beach by different trains.
Yeah, so people
wouldn't. Because we didn't want to be so obvious that people would be staring at us. You know,
yeah, the twins that married the twins.
What did you think about marrying me many years ago?
You bowled me over with your way of kissing and the way you hold me when we dance.
Very sweet. So does this prove that biology is destiny? Twins marrying twins?
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, I do think that what, you know, when I read the book as a
Did you ask them if they ever engaged in spouse swapping?
Well, I stay out of the booth. That is not my domain. We let the facilitators in the booth. I think it's highly unlikely. But, you know, there's a part in that interview where Honey tells Elliot how that he's authentic. There's not a phony bone in his body. And in some ways, that's the clarion call for StoryCorps. I mean, what you hear here are people who come to the booth not to get famous, not to get rich. It's because they're two people who love each other and want to be genuine with each other and have this conversation.
Kidding about the twins aside, it was a how we met story.
Yes.
Why is it that we care so much about how a couple met? Why is that story such a metric for the relationship? Because invariably, that's the question that always seems to get asked.
That's interesting. You know, I think it's because, you know, we kind of relate to life through stories, and that there's always a drama and story to that. You know, I think when you look at this book as a whole, what it reminds us is that, you know, I think of it less as a book about love stories, as a book about hope. And over again, there are these stories where people meet, and it's just, it could be, there's a whole section of this book about people who never expected to find love. And then it just kind of sneaks up and taps them on the shoulder when they least expect it.
Let's go on to another of the stories that you brought. This is an interview at StoryCorps between a woman and her mother.
What's the name of
it? I think this is Ashanti Gajawira and her mother, Malo Fernando.
Oh, you know, I guess so. I don't even know this clip, but let's go for it.
Well, let's go for it. I gather she's talking to her daughter from her first marriage, is the mom, which was arranged, and discussing the second marriage where she met a widower from an ad in a newspaper, and obviously that was not an arranged marriage. Let's listen.
He got a heart attack and he suddenly died.
Yeah.
And then within that year, I grew up so fast.
Because you didn't even know how to write a check before that.
Yes, and I was so proud of myself. I found myself as a person for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning of my life. And then one day you said, Mommy, remember Daddy told you to get married? You will be living alone here once I go to college. Mm-hmm. It's time that you get married. So you looked into this newspaper. We have the marriage proposal section. Circles all these marriage proposals. Mom, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Then one of those worked.
One of those what?
Boy, we got lucky.
Yeah, he was a widow. I was a widow.
And I saw you fall head over heels in love with my stepfather.
Yes.
And my loved stepfather.
Mm-hmm. I think for the first time, I must say,
yes,
that was the time I really felt this is how you fall in love.
More from the StoryCorps booth. And I guess this flies in the face of the how did you two meet story.
That's right.
A little different take on that. Dave Isay from StoryCorps, his new book of love stories from the StoryCorps Oral History Project, All There Is. And I want to let everybody know that there's a link on our website to an event on Wednesday. You can meet Dave Isay and Leonard Lopate, as well as listen to excerpts from these recorded stories and meet some of the couples in the project. That's Wednesday. You can purchase tickets to the event by going to our website at WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. How do you do StoryCorps for a live audience?
It's fun. We play clips. There are always people who are in the book who are there to talk about their experience. We actually have started animating StoryCorps stories, so we'll play some of those as well. And, yeah, I'm excited to do the event with Lenny. And I also think I'm at I've been out of town, but I think I'm at Barnes & Noble Upper West Side tomorrow as well.
We'll try to check that. Did you say you're animating some StoryCorps stories?
Yeah.
What is that
Well, they're – you know, as you know, because we kind of launched StoryCorps together here 8 years ago, that StoryCorps is an audio project. There will never be cameras in the booth. We've been asked from the very beginning, like, why don't you bring cameras in and do this for TV? No. But I think what happened is that several years ago, a young person who is one of the facilitators, who are these people who are in the booth kind of bearing witness to these interviews, came into my office and said, you know, I'm an animator also, and my brother teaches swimming at the Y, and he's also an animator, and we started animating StoryCorps stories, and I tried to throw him out of my office, and before he could get out, he slammed a DVD into my computer, and this thing started playing that was magnificent. And they've been animating stories ever since. They're on PBS, and also you can find them on YouTube and our website. And I think what they've done is found a way to take these voices and add magic to it. So I think they're pretty extraordinary. They're worth taking a look at.
The book is broken up into three chapters: Found, about how people meet; Lost, about losing your love; and then Found at Last, about that moment when people find each other finally after just about losing hope.
That's right.
Did that structure for the book come naturally?
It did. You know, so these are the 40 most extraordinary stories out of the 40,000 interviews we've recorded with 80,000 people. And, you know, the way that a book like this comes to be, taking a radio story and just doing a transcript of it is not a book. It doesn't work. When facilitators are in the booth, they mark stories about whether they might be appropriate for radio broadcast or a book. And I should say that every interview for us is equally valuable. We look at it as a sacred experience in people's lives, but some have this kind of universal quality. So we probably took 1,000 interviews that had to do with love, and I have a great team who works with me on books, and we read through for kind of the poetry and the words of those 1,000, and brought it down to the final 40.
And we should mention for people who don't know that people come to the StoryCorps booth in pairs.
That's right.
And interview each other. Very often it's parents and their grown children.
Every permutation
siblings,
possible of human beings.
All kinds of
and,
things.
And, you know, because
all of these are archived at the Library of Congress.
That's right. And the nature, many people think of these interviews as, you know, if I had 40 minutes left to live, what would I say to this person who means so much to me? So it's always the great themes of human existence in those booths, and the greatest theme of all is love.
One more clip, and this comes from the Found at Last category. And this is from the Heddens, a couple who took decades to get together. Here's a clip from their conversation.
So I said, well, nobody ever loved me but Peter. I'm going to go see if I can find him one more time. And the operator said, I've got a T.P. Hayden in White Plains. Then I said, oh, my God, that's him. I said, I have been trying to find this person for 30 years. It's the love of my life. She said, do you want me to dial a number for you? I said, yeah, you can dial a number. She said, can I stay on the line? I said, I don't care what you do.
And the phone rang. And she said, do you know who this is? I said, yeah, I know exactly who this is. She said, I bet you're mad at me. I said, no, matter of fact, I'm still in love with you. It's just sad the time we lost, but I got her back.
Want to talk about the Haydens?
Sure. I mean, I remember reading the story. This broadcast was just a couple of weeks ago, and I remember sitting in a hotel lobby reading the transcript of this story, which basically they met when they were 16 on an army base. He was 16, she was 15, and for 40 years they just kind of missed each other. Her family was transferred to Japan. He joined the Marines and said, "Will you put me in Japan?" And they said, "We're going to put you where we want to put you." And over continents and through wars, finally, they got together. And as he says at the end of that interview, he says, "I won. You know, I got you back."
Moral of the story, it's never too late?
Yes. You know, that's definitely that's the moral of all these stories. That's one thing you get from the book, is that it's never too late. And the other is that, you know, love is everything there is, and it's worth any sacrifice, because when everything else has turned to dust and has melted away, love is all that endures.
And again, listeners, we have a link on our website to an event on Wednesday. You can meet Dave Isay from StoryCorps and Leonard Lopate, as well as listen to excerpts from these recorded stories and meet some of the couples in the project. That's Wednesday, and you can purchase tickets to the event by going to our website at wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show and Dave's new book of love stories from the StoryCorps Oral History Project is called All There Is. Dave, I say thank you as always.
Thank you, Brian.